We'll talk about this because I've actually noticed. I'm like, God damn it. What happened? What happened to me? The fuck happened to me, man?
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the Catch Me Fuck Me outfit?
What's up with it?
Good taste skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
I'm City Mailer.
And we were just talking about how we just don't have metabolisms anymore. And when you become like
older, I just realized that like we will forever have to be on a diet now.
Yeah.
When like modeling and stuff, we were on a diet. And the last 2 years, I was like, bitch, I'm happy and I'm eating.
Yeah.
And I ate. And now I'm like, oh my God.
Why did I do that?
Well, one, now my baseline is fucked. But then also, like, to be a hot mom, you will forever have to be on a diet.
You and I just didn't anything.
Really realize that. I just thought moms, you know, I don't know. I just realizing that forever until I die, I will now have to be on another diet. It's, either that or just be chill with it.
It's a lot.
And that's also a line. You can be chill with it to a degree. You know what I mean? So like even that, and it's just like,
Do I get like 3 days out of the year where it can have like a good meal and then the rest is like,
I don't want 3 days. I want every day. I'm tired. Trust me.
I know. I got comfortable.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, you're not going to gain weight if you like take a couple days off and like eat a little bit. You know what, bitch? I did. Jokes. I knew I would too. Yeah. So guess what? Now we're here. Right?
Now we're here. Now my baseline is what it is.
And now I'm trying to get back and I keep being like, because I was eating like so much, having all those cashews for like months. And I was like, man, in my head, like, I can't believe I haven't gained weight. This is crazy. Like I was so much for months. And then I looked in the mirror. I was like, there it is. That makes sense. It happened. So now I'm like, okay, well, fuck. It took 6 months to get here. Now I'm like, it's going to take another fucking 6 months of me busting my goddamn ass, seeing zero results to finally get back to normal.
Yeah.
And I'm hungry all the time.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm tired. Like, why haven't we come up with something better by now?
I don't know.
You know? Or fuck it. Maybe I'll start taking that Ozempic.
I don't know.
But I'm pretty sure Ozempic, all it does is make you not hungry. And it's like, I mean, if something made me not hungry, that's not really the problem. That's not really the problem for me. It's that, like, I enjoy things.
I'm never hungry when I'm eating
it. Like,
that's a really good
I enjoy that.
I'm still going to eat it if I'm not
I'm
hungry.
I'm just
going to
be
good.
Paying for all these drugs and then be like, yeah, but I really want to bread. It's not that I could have made a better decision. Of course I could have, with or without a drug.
It's not that I was hungry and chose bread. It's just that,
it's that
bread
I
was there and I like
bread.
It.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And cheese and shit. Yeah. Like, I really like Jersey Mike's.
I feel you. Unless it was just like, if every time I like looked at food, I was like, it made me sick.
Made you throw up.
It made me sick. I need something that like repulses me from food. You know, it's got to make food repulsive to me because right now it's food's too good.
Yeah,
the
food's
problem
amazing.
Is that I'm not hungry. It's just like I want it.
Yeah,
and it's good. Like if it was bad, I'd be like, eh.
I even don't eat that much shit. Like I was talking to Tyler, I was like, I don't even have ice cream anymore. I have yogurt. Do you know what I have for fucking? For dessert now, I have watermelon.
That's good.
Like I said, with the whole gluten thing, like, I don't even have that much bread.
Yeah.
But, like, when I want a Jersey, if I want a fuck around day, like, I want to eat some fucking chips and salsa till my tits fall off. Yeah. And it's like, you can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, but all week I didn't do that. Yeah. And they're like, we don't care. Oh, are you just eating a bunch of healthy stuff? Also fat. You know, like, it doesn't matter what the fuck I'm doing.
Like, okay, I'm telling you, it's, for me, it's like going to take literally, like, I'd say,
you
like,
have to be hungry all
April,
the time for
the
it
end
to
of
work.
April. And I've been like dieting I've been at the gym for an hour and 40 minutes every day, by the way. I'm getting up extra early.
That's what I mean. I don't want to do that.
And eating like just barely. I have had like a couple cheat meals here and there, but like nothing crazy. But I'm still like, oh, this is going to take this whole ass time for me to even see something to where I can go back to normal and like have a good meal and not feel bad about it. You know what I had yesterday? I was like, I'm going to fast.
Oh.
I fasted yesterday. The only thing I ate, I had 400 calories worth of popcorn. That's what I had. I looked in the mirror and I was like, I should be skinny.
Well, for fasting, first of all, you can't eat anything.
That's right. No, I know. Well, so I fasted, I did a 12-hour fast.
Okay, if it's 12 hours, but like,
or whatever.
Because I keep trying to do like a 24-hour fast. I keep saying like, listen, you eat all the time.
Oh, that's
what
it was.
You deserve not to fucking eat today.
It was like a day.
And I go, if I can eat, but you have to wake up, not eat all day, yeah, and then wake back up and then eat.
It was no. What I did was I had early dinner, and then at like 5, I stopped
eating.
Actually,
there's different types of fasting. So I take it back. So, you know, do whatever type of fast you want to do.
I didn't eat, and I should have been skinny.
I know.
And I looked in the mirror, and I was like, I look the same.
I just keep being like, yeah, I just don't feel like doing that. Like, I'll just eat really healthy stuff, and then I do, and then I'm like,
nothing's changed.
Whatever. I just enjoy eating. Oh, also, Instagram. Oh. I like got into it the other day with Tyler, so or not like in a fight, but I like broke down to him. I was like, I can't keep looking at Instagram because all Instagram does is tell me stuff that I'm either doing wrong, should be eating, should not be eating. And like, there's so many things that like every time I'm like, oh, I should be eating a lot of blueberries, but only when they're in the freezer, because then that makes them like antioxidant and like da 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 da. Then they're cancer fighting. Okay, so I have to do this with the blueberries before I eat them, and I should be eating 27 grams of blueberries a day.
Oh,
and then
God,
by the end of it, they're like, by the way, blueberries are really, really bad for you. That happened with the oatmeal.
Yeah.
By the way, remember how I told you fuck oatmeal?
Yeah.
I take it back. Oatmeal is one of the only things that is an antacid, which my body is full of acid. Yeah. It's also one of the only things that is good for IBS.
You're going to, like, so this is like everything.
I was like, oh, I think I also have this other thing where my stomach lining is inflamed. And I don't know about that. I'm going to the doctor, by the way. I'm
this
like,
is why
fuck
you
it.
Ask
I'm going to
me,
go get tested for everything.
You go, are you even my, I, this is why I don't go on the internet. I bought one jacket. I was like, Gabby, though, this is exactly why I don't go on here. It's literally every time I go on, it's like, look at all of the people that are in better shape than you. Yeah. Look at all the shit you don't have that you want.
Yeah.
Like, literally, my entire experience.
Are you eating seed oils?
Look at how skinny all of these people that you know are.
Yeah.
Be better.
That's true.
And I go, like, I hate myself.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
That's
I decided that day that I will no longer take advice from the internet.
You can. It's everything is like, no, it's good or bad.
Or
it's
from
both.
Instagram.
It's all
least.
Good and bad.
Yeah. I was everything. Like, I'm just going to eat things that I know are good. That's what I'm going to do.
That's all you can do.
It's all I'm going to do.
That's all we can do.
Even the olive oil thing. Remember I told you about the burning point of olive oil?
Yeah.
Well. So now I've been using fucking avocado oil
on
everything because it has the highest burning point. Coconut with the second highest. And because I cook everything at like 400 degrees. I swear to God, when I take my food out, all of the stuff that I use olive oil on looks fucking weird. It looks weird and it looks like burntish. When I use the olive oil, everything was fine. And I'm like,
oh, the avocado oil looks
I'm
weird.
Using the avocado oil. The avocado is making all my shit burnt or weird or whatever. And the olive oil was fine. And I'm like, you know what? I might even fuck it. I'm gonna go back to the olive oil.
Yeah.
I don't even care anymore.
I think it's fine. Like, I think it's fine.
I don't
it's
care.
Like, you know what you're doing. Like, we have too much information now.
Exactly. Too much information.
It's too much. I just want to, all I can do is trust that, like, I'm eating healthy food and I'm burning so many calories and I'm exercising and I'm like that. It has to work. Like, there's no reason.
Well, there has to be a math involved. And that's why I go, like, counting calories should work. Because if you count calories and then you're burning calories, that means there's a negative there. It has to work. But
it's going to work.
I think, like, when I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat healthy and not count calories, but know that I'm not eating, like, a mass amount of calories. And then I, like, go to the gym normally, like, not a crazy amount. And then nothing happens. That's when I'm like, this sucks.
That's what's happening
this sucks
to me.
Butthole.
Currently, yeah. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
And then I go
but you're like going like and when working on. And I'm just like, I just don't get why it's going the opposite way.
Imagine I'm literally have gained weight.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking at the scale. I'm like, mathematically,
yeah,
the science is not adding up. Like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's. I feel like an insane person. So yeah. Anyway,
I get it.
Hence the fast. I was like, well, maybe if I just don't eat anything, that'll be fine. Nope. Same
something
thing.
Will have to get
so
to
I
me.
Think at some point it'll just finally
fall
work.
Off.
But,
yeah.
You know, for now it's really infuriating. Speaking of, we were talking about trends earlier and I was wearing those fucking stupid pants in the last episode. I forgot to bring them up. I don't know what any, because I don't go on the internet anymore. I don't know what is on trend or what's... I just found out about this Stanley Cup situation.
Yeah, I have one.
I have like four. I had not, but I got them as gifts.
Yeah, I got mine as a gift. And then this whole Stanley Cup thing came up and I was like, well, now I feel like a dick.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know. Douche. Someone, I got asked to be in a sketch about this and I legitimately was read this sketch four times. Like, I don't know how I'm going to tell this girl. I don't understand why there's not one hockey reference in this. I literally, that's what I thought because like, she's like, skin, that's how far fucking removed I am.
Yeah.
And second of all, before I even found out about this being cool, I tried to bring this dumbass cup with me. It's terrible. You can't, you have to keep it upright. It's got a straw. You can't close the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah, you can't close it. Yeah.
I literally was like, I will never use this shit out of the house again. Like, this is the worst thing.
Yeah.
And now it's cool. Like, I guess, well, I never thought about it.
I guess now it's like bad for you. That's what I heard recently. Is that like it's made out of toxic stuff or something? And I was like, okay, great.
What isn't?
I think, like, you know what's weird about the Stanley Cup for me, though, is I got one for Christmas from Tyler's family.
Oh, that's nice. Of course you did.
Of course I did. And I was, and at first, like, my mom has had some cups. They're not the Stanley Cups. They're more like the Walmart versions. But, you know, and like the rest of the girls in the family, they like them. And I've always been really against them.
Right.
Just because, one, I don't like my drinks to be too hot or too cold to begin with. Sure. So I don't like the factor of it. But I was going to give my cup to them as a gift. And then I just used it for water one day because it's massive. Yeah, it's large. I was like, oh, that's like a great water cup. Okay, fine. I used it. It is like dirty and like, I don't know if you have a water. I might be the no, I don't. I'm not the only person that does this. That like has a water cup that like sits by their bed and like I'm not gonna wash that every day. Like I'm not wash that every once in a while. Yeah, every once in a blue moon I'll fucking wash it. And if it's glass, it's always fine. Different water bottles, even I'll fill up a water bottle. Fine. The Stanley Cup smells fucking weird after a couple days.
Really?
Yeah. Where I go, that's fucking disgusting. And now I don't use it at all.
That's bizarre.
I used it today to bring up water, but right after I washed it, because no, I'm a no on the Stanley Cup because of the smell. It smells weird to me.
Here's my question. I mean, like, I've been using the same gallon bottle forever, so it's like unbranded Amazon. It's fine. So that's why I was like...
But how often do you wash that?
Frequently, because it gets weird.
It gets weird. But gets how frequently?
Once a week.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
all right. It's like, that's fine.
Because you can't wash it. You can't put it in the dishwasher because it's plastic. So you got to do like white vinegar and baking soda. And then it like gets all the grime out of it. It doesn't smell at all. It's really kind of cool.
Why are you using white vinegar? Why are you creating your own?
That's what they tell you to wash it with.
Washer now?
That's what they tell you to do it with.
Instead of like dishwashing
You can't put it in the dishwasher because
I know, but what about, you know, when you wash your dishes with normal ass dish soap?
It's because you can't get like they have a little scrubby thing, but you can't get into the crevasses.
Where the handle is?
Yeah. And this shit, it like foams up it's like a volcano. Huh. It's like making a science project.
Oh, I see.
The suds like invade all the crevices and then it like it's really
Okay.
It's pretty
all
cool.
Right, I'll take that.
But I mean, if it was like a regular size, I would just use a fucking, but you can't.
I tell you, I drank a slug the other day.
Sorry?
Yeah, I accidentally drank a slug the other day.
A slug like a...
Yeah,
a
slug.
How?
Real slug. I don't know. It must have gotten in my water next to my bed.
That's
And I drank
vile.
It. Yeah, I was fucking vile.
Did you throw up?
No.
I would have thrown up.
But I spit it out and I showed it to Tyler and he was like, that's a slug.
That makes me want to throw up.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So now. No. Yeah.
Well, that's why it was in your water cup?
Yeah, it was in my Stanley cup out of all cups. That's
Maybe
why
that's
it
why it smells
out.
Weird.
I know. Yeah. There's fucking slugs living in it.
I want to know.
Oh, but I washed it a bunch of times and it still smells weird.
I found out.
What?
That our parts now, like our, like there's like a middle part is
Yeah.
Is that Gen Z a middle part and a side part is a millennial?
Is older. Yeah.
Since when? And
it's
how
been
did
a lot,
we know?
Like years.
How did who told? Where did we get? But again, how do we get this information? I want to know. Like, I need this information, and I don't know where to get it.
That information came around the same time that like the high jeans, low jeans started with the like, oh, our generation likes high jeans, and we're like, yeah, that's because low rise jeans. We already did that,
we didn't
want our butt crack showing. That was the exact same time that the hairline thing came up. I actually, weirdly enough, for the first time in my life, think my face is starting to work for a middle part. I don't know how, but it is. But only sometimes when my hair has grown out a certain length.
a middle part, though.
Yeah. What do you think about this? I'll show you mine. What do you think about a middle part for your... You do a middle part sometimes.
It just does its own thing. I've never, thought about it. I never do my hair... I don't do my hair. I do my hair the same way. And then it's either up or it's down. And
yeah,
then,
but when you straighten it, sometimes you do it,
I blow dry it and it goes, is this normal? I feel like I look like a Native American.
You do look like a Native American.
Which
you
isn't
look
a
weird.
Bad thing. It's just, a look. It's
you look different.
It is.
Look. Looks
good. I love it.
Yeah. I like it.
Do I look young?
Kind of. In the way that I shouldn't have looked like that when I was young.
look how bad I looked when I was younger. That's why I stopped doing a middle part.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe I'll try it. But the problem is my hair gets in my face and then I try and get it out and it's a whole ass thing. So.
Well, and then it gets fucked up. So I did it. I will put it in my face. But then by the time I push it out of my face and then it doesn't look cute anymore because it's not that perfectly...
Yeah.
You know, straightened thing. I don't know.
Or
the
shapeless jeans.
The shapeless jeans, yeah.
That's a big thing. That I was wearing, that's what I was saying. I was wearing them the other day. I went to Buffalo Exchange to sell some stuff and I was overhearing the guy what they were looking for and I was like, that's where I heard the middle part thing and I was like, what is going on? This guy has so much information about
on the youth.
On what's cool and what's not. I better listen the fuck up. And so I'm listening to talk to this girl about parts and pants. And I was like, where do I find this out? Is there a webinar, a weekly? I want to go to a weekly webinar where they tell me this is what's cool and this is what's not cool.
Yeah.
Dad hats or something, whatever. We're not doing those anymore. Great information. Thank you. Yeah. Otherwise,
patchwork. That's in right now.
Is it?
Yes. Hence your jacket.
Thank God.
I was like, oh, great. You got this patchwork going on.
I didn't even know. I just liked the jacket. So,
Little girl stuff. Very in.
What is that?
You know,
mean?
Lacy fucking little girl baby doll shit.
You know who's good with this?
Ballerina shit.
Ryan's youngest sister.
Yeah,
Corinne.
She's young.
She does math in conversation. She's like 4 + 4. You ate. You're giving right now. Boots the house. I'm like, Corinne, what are you saying? what are you? I have no idea. I don't know what she's saying. But she's like, what was the thing that you're giving or that's not giving. It's you wore that or I don't know what the fuck. I'm gonna look this up or
the youths.
Youth
country is in
trend
obviously
style trends 2024 youth fashion trends youth. That's how you know I'm fucking old. Sustainability. What's jelly fashion?
What is jelly fashion?
Jelly fashion.
Let me see. Show it to me. Turn it.
This gives me nothing. Oh, the shoes? Is it the shoes? Maybe it's
no,
the color?
I think it's the vibe of the giant t-shirt, giant pant. You know, that floofy look.
What do they call
floofy.
It? Jelly.
Yeah, I don't know why it would be jelly. It looks more like, Calvin Klein, but at the beach.
This says quiet luxury. I don't know what that means.
I feel like that's probably the baby doll shit I was just talking about.
14
quiet luxury.
Spring fashion trends. Okay, let's get up to date. High fashion fringe. Okay, fringe is back.
Fringe is back.
Rich burgundy. All right, that's fine. I want to know what the kids are wearing. Girlcore. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, there's...
It's frilly.
There's soft core. And there's... Yeah.
Of course there is.
Yeah, there's a cottage core.
Oh, that's what
cottage
she likes.
Core. Yeah.
That's she likes. It's fucking called
garden core, basically. You know, it's cottage core. There's French core, you know,
French
which is basically
core.
Cottage core. There's,
cottage core.
There should be slut core because that's one of them.
Slut core.
Yeah.
Okay. Cottage core. That's fucking bizarre. Okay. This
I apparently really like cottage core.
What is cottage core?
Teacup. And fucking, shit like that, doilies and
yeah, but you don't wear fucking, it like you like the authentic version of that.
Yeah, but that's what the sustainability is about. You're supposed to go thrifting and get it yourself,
oh
or
God.
Do fast fashion, and that's more of the slut core.
Animal Prince.
Yeah. Mob Wife is in right now.
Yeah, Mob Wife era. I had an audition the other day. This is literally an audition. It was like the character said, like, it was like name, you know, age in her Mob Wife era. And I was like, I don't know what that. I literally wore a jacket with fur on it. I was like, I don't.
There you go.
Is that?
Yeah. Leopard.
I probably should have looked it up, but I didn't.
You got it. Hit the nail on the head. Do you know what else I think is so fucking funny is the fact that
thank God you got that coat. Sorry.
I know. But well, that's also a thing is like did you see all when everybody went to Aspen and did the Aspen races? No. They had like the fur coats and the Western hats and the suit. That's a sick ass style. I like that style.
Mob.
No, it's like a
Aspen core.
It's like country core. Yeah, Aspen country core. It's sick looking. Like, I'll show it to you. And then they had horses pulling people and doing like tricks, skiing. They'd be pulling skiers over snowbanks, and then they'd like let go, and they'd like as if you were like water,
with like like tubing,
like that. But another thing, it was sick. And I was like, fuck, I'd go to that. But anyways, what I think is so funny is that like old lady cowgirl is like in. So like growing up, there's one exact style, which is basically Mob Wife now or country / Mob Wife vibes. And every single old lady I've ever known or anyone at a horse show or anything always has this like kitschy fucking ugly ass fucking style.
What is it?
And now everybody is like, oh my God, you are serving right now. And I'm like, that is old lady. That is old lady country. That is old like lady country.
I'm Mob Wife
era. I like the
style. Mob Wife style 2024. Okay. I'm looking at pictures right now. It's fur coats.
Yeah, and like leopard and like kind of trashy.
It's like
swirly
80s.
Hair. Yeah, swirly, you know, like
it's terrible.
Yeah.
Mob but wife I like aesthetic. It.
Sure, why not? I mean, shit.
I could see you doing this for like one day.
I feel like I do that every once in a blue moon to begin with.
You do for like a dinner and you go
Yeah,
like,
we just don't call it Mob Wife. We just call it like a fucking,
a Tuesday.
On to country core.
I'm still not really understanding this. Sorry about that.
You just call anything core.
And then country core aesthetic, but it's not showing me like...
Oh, not
country.
Here, like go on pin... If you go on like
country
Pinterest.
Clothing?
No. I meant cottage core.
Cottage.
First of all.
Country cottage core.
Cottage core. See right here. Cottage core. Cottage core aesthetic.
Oh, it's one word, you guys. Just so
cottage
you know.
Cottage core.
Cottage core.
And see, it's like this type of dresses.
Oh, yeah. It's like frilly.
Frilly shit.
But how often can you wear like dress like you're going to a tea party?
I follow a lot of people that do it every single day.
Every day? Yeah. That just seems like so much work.
Yeah, it is.
It's like.
Or it's like fairy core. You know, it's like a mixture of like France, Paris vibes plus like. Fairy vibes.
I'm so baffled by what's happening with our society. I mean, when I just was blown away by the fact that the fucking flare jean came back.
Thank God. I love a flare jean.
I mean, I like it.
I'm
when
not
it's,
letting it leave. I'll fucking
long.
Flare my shit whenever I want.
I think I have a pair of flare jeans that I'm like, I haven't worn them in so long because they've been so out of style, but I kept them because they fit well. And now I'm like, oh, this is good. I get to wear my jeans again. But I'm sorry. Like a skinny jean looks fucking good.
It does in certain situations. And I think I've decided that, especially with this whole generation that just came by and doing this whole like, oh, this is in, that's in. I'm like, I will forever now wear whatever I want.
Yeah. Why don't you just wear what looks
whatever.
Good?
I'm not going to keep going with y'all's fast fashion.
Just wear what looks good on your body.
Yeah.
Honestly.
If it looks good on my body, I'll be wearing it.
And I want to tell these children, this is the best shape you're ever going to be in your life.
Yeah.
You're not going to, don't wear those jeans. Like, just wear them when you turn 30 and up. Then
or
you're going to want to cover your whole body with shapeless garments.
So then, I guess wear, the tiny ass shorts and I swear
dress
to God,
like
skirts are like 4 inches big now.
I know.
But like, yeah, sure. If
do
you
that.
Want to do that. But I'm not doing that. So.
I mean, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. You could still. You have a lot of short skirts.
I know. I haven't worn anything anymore. I can't fit in my clothes. That's the problem. That's why I need to lose weight.
I know.
That's the real issue here is I do not fit into any of my shit anymore. And Ryan was like, that's not a good reason to lose weight. I was like, Give me a better reason.
I have a collection of clothes.
Look at every day I walk into my office and it's like, you're fat. You're fat. So that's why, honestly, I don't want to go shopping. I'm great. I love my clothes. Yeah. And so, you know, it's motivation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. Maybe then I'll get into my cottagecore. In my mob wife era. My cottagecore era.
Yes, honey.
Yes.
Apparently.
Giving. Boots.
It's giving. What is boots?
Boots, the house. I don't know. That's, I'm going to look it up and I'll read you the definition, you guys. Boots, if you want to sound hip, I don't know if we're even saying this still. Boots the house, meaning.
Boots the house.
Boots the house down is a slang term that originated in the LGBTQ and drag queen communities, particularly in ballroom culture. It's often used to express enthusiastic approval, excitement, or admiration for a performance, look, or action. Boots the house. 4 plus 4. I'll give you guys this. 4 plus 4 meaning slang. There you go. 4 plus 4. Four-wheel drive. Four plus four. Slang. I don't know.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary. That's 4 plus 4. Urban Dictionary. Okay. 4 plus 4. This is, it means a group 4x4. I don't know. This is like giving a bunch of different. This is a 4 plus 4 meaning on TikTok. Oh, 8. That's what it is. Okay. This was what it was. It's like she ate. That's the, that's like, you know what that means? Where it's like, oh, you're like, I don't know. It means like she's.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So then. Eight.
Like giving.
Right. And then it became 4 plus 4 is 8.
So now A-T-E.
Yes. That's the math. This is Gen Z math and it's confusing as fuck, frankly. Yeah. I'm like, you guys are out of school. You don't need to be doing math.
Yeah. Just chill out.
4 plus 4.
Your words.
So anyway, this is boots the house to me. It's giving. And I just want to say that sheer layering and cottagecore is in. If anybody is interested in sounding youthful, please stay tuned for more tips.
Patchwork.
I feel like we should start we should just be giving people millennial trends. We need to start our own trends again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that we like have so much going on. I don't think we give a fuck about it
anymore. We're like busy now. Yeah. I mean, you have chickens.
We're like, sure, you do the 4 plus 4.
Sweatshirts and fucking sweatpants.
Yeah, I got hats.
What's on trend for us millennials? Working, paying taxes. Not math, although having an accountant who does math.
Like sleeping.
I slept for 11 hours yesterday.
I fell asleep at 9 the other day.
I literally fell asleep. This is not a joke. At 5:30 p.m. And I woke up at 5:30 p.m. And I went, or a.m. And I was like, oh, good Lord, I'm refreshed.
Yeah, thank God.
Let's go. Yeah. Taking care of your knees is in for millennials.
Yeah.
In case anybody.
Sure is.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of.
Stretching.
There's a lot of stuff on Gen Z trends, but no one's talking about our millennial trends. No. So I think this is good.
Did I tell you when I ran into my aunt the other day at the gym?
No.
Me and my aunt go to the same gym now. And I ran into her the other day for the first time at the gym. And I was like, oh my God, Debbie, hey. And she was like, hey. And
I
was like,
do I know you?
No, I go like, my first thought was, did you stretch? And she was like, what? And I was like, just like, don't forget to stretch. Like, trust me, I just pulled a hip.
I pulled a hip. She was like, bitch.
And she was like, okay, yeah, I'll stretch. And I'm like, I'm just saying, like, it's important. Never mind. All right, I'll talk to you later.
She's
Debbie.
Like, I get it. I'm old.
And I was like, no, I mean, like, me too. Like, it's really important for us at this point.
She was like, come on. Wow. I have. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Well, stretching. That's in.
Stretching. Do you know what? How much time do we have?
I mean, just we got a little bit of time before this battery dies.
Well, you know what's for rich people?
Tell me.
Coconut water.
I thought you were going to say cocaine. That also is too.
Well, that
coconut
too,
water and cocaine, baby.
Yeah, the two C's in life.
The two C. Coke. Yeah, and coconut oil, to be honest with you. Anything coconut.
Yeah.
Coconut oil is very expensive. Refined coconut oil?
Yeah. Virgin coconut oil?
Do you know that what makes something fancy and not fancy, like fancy ketchup? Like, no, I looked up what makes fancy cashews fancy. It's like cashews that are like less broken. less broken cashews. I'm like, that's it.
Nice.
That's what's going to make me less fancy. It's therapy. Less brokenness.
Yeah.
All right. Guess I'm fancy, baby.
All right. Shit. I'll take a whole ass cashew.
But I was like, that's your qualification for being fancy.
Yeah.
Is like fewer broken cashews. I was actually very disappointed. I thought it was going to be like higher quality. No, nope.
I didn't know that there was a like a difference in cashews.
You can get cashews and you can get fancy cashews. You can get peanuts. You can get fancy peanuts. You can get ketchup. You can get fancy ketchup. There's there's a category of fancy whatever you want.
I thought fancy ketchup was like a bunch of other shit in it.
No, it's just, I don't know why. I don't know. I think it's the same ketchup. I think it's a conspiracy. Huh. They're upcharging us and I fall for it every time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can get the fancy version for 5 cents more.
Why not? Shit.
Not a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I guess we should call it before this battery dies and we're fucked again.
All right. Sounds good.
We love you guys and we will see you next week.
Later.
Bye.